As we reflect during these days after Christmas on the meaning of the birth of the Son of God on this planet, born of a virgin in Bethlehem, a peasant family, really, who are very poor in a miraculous way in an obscure place, we've been noting John's commentary on the event. It's very spare, but it's very dramatic. And actually, in John's prologue, and he's the only gospel writer who gives us a prologue, he sums up the birth of Jesus in this way. In other words, he doesn't tell us about the bewilderment of Joseph and the visit of the Magi, the slaughter of the innocents, the flight to Egypt, like Matthew does. He doesn't tell us about the angels making the announcement in the sky, the appearance of the angel to Mary, the manger, the lack of accommodation in Bethlehem, the swaddling clothes, the visit of the shepherds. He tells us none of that. What he tells us in John 1:14 is that the Word, the divine Logos, God the second person, became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of God himself, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. What he's saying is that God became man. How do we know that? Well, we saw him. We saw his glory, the glory which was always there through all eternity, and the grace that was distributed to fallen men, sinners, because of his appearing. He took on our flesh in order that we might take on his spirit, his very nature, by faith. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart, and we hope you'll visit us at rampartpublications.com.